Time now for the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery, with Dr. Jim Walter and Dr. Jason Ringham.
And we go to the phone and talk with our good friend, Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. Can you hear me okay?
I got you, my friend. All right, take it away, my friend. Tell us what's great, what the great things are that's going on with the EVTA.
Okay. We're on. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. And we're excited about what's happening with the trails, of course. We had the Insane Terrain last Saturday on the 22nd. We had a really more than we expected. It was a great run. We ran over the new bridge and then out on the mountain bike course. Really a beautiful 5K, and hopefully we're going to do that again next year. We had a lot of participants, and we're going to probably do a 10K next year because the trail is expanding pretty fast. Got a lot of people to thank for the Insane Terrain, Robert Ball, Eric Allman, Johnny Hopkins, Rob Liver, Jeff Hicks, and D. Neal. A great job. People had a lot of fun. Seemed like they got enjoyed getting their awards and some cash prizes. And got a few things coming up right now. You know, we're continuing to build trail between Carter Mill Road and Brookfall Dairy Road. And on November the 5th, Saturday morning at 8:30, we're going to meet for a work day at the old Walmart parking lot. So if you pencil that in on your calendars, we'd love to have you come out at 8:30. Then we'll drive about a quarter of a mile of the trail. We'll be putting in some tread. Probably Herb McDonald is going to probably lead that work section. And then we'll be moving some fence posts and some old electric fence. And soon we'll have an additional 1.1 miles of trail and three really cool little bridges, cement foundations and that sort of thing. So we can use shovels and we can use bring some gloves and water and dress for the weather. Hopefully it'll be a great day. We've got, if you haven't seen the new bridge, it's really beautiful. I've got my two grandsons here with me. I will.
Hi.
Hello, Isaac. He's down there. What do you think of the trails, Will? Can you tell me what do you think about the trails and how you like them?
Well, I like them a lot. They're really fun. I get to have my energy got out. And just, it's really fun to, like, see nature.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, so grab your grandsons and granddaughters and grandmothers and grandfathers and friends and family and bring them out on the trails. It's really beautiful. It's a way to relax. The trails are easy on your feet. People say it's easy on their ankles and knees. The water's pretty. So that's kind of the main things we're working on. Of course, we had the winner of the Duck and Turtle Regatta. How much time we got there left?
Oh, we got about two minutes.
Okay. Got a lot of, you know, a lot of people deserve thanks. We built this 140-foot bridge and a 178-foot bridge. We got grants for the big bridge for part of it, but then we had to raise the rest of the money, and we really appreciate what people have done in terms of just plain labor, but also donations. So thank you so much for your donations. We appreciate that. I'd like to really call out one person who works at the library. Her name is Martha Smith, and she has been our grant writer, and she says, oh, no, I didn't do anything. But she really, if you get a chance, we really appreciate what Martha has done to write grants for us, help us get the finances. You know, labor's good, but you got to have some of that hard cash to pay for steel and nails and spikes and drill bits and that kind of stuff. We put in two bridges on the mountain bike course. It's really quite remarkable. Going to be putting in three more bridges there. We also have put in are finishing up three bridges on the Grassy Creek Trail that is going back down towards Elkin, not to mention Harrison Hall, who just got his Eagle Award last Sunday for his 40-foot bridge he put in at Grassy Creek. That's a great walk if you want to go out and walk. We'd like to really thank our vineyards who've been helping us so much. Carolina Heritage Vineyard, give a shout-out to them, Brushy Mountain Vineyard, Grassy Creek Vineyard, Elk Creek Vineyard, Rappaldini's. All of them have been real supportive. I'd also like to give a big shout-out to somebody everybody knows, Joe Walker at Also Rental. He's been helping us really stupendously with equipment and supplies and materials to build the trail. Some people that don't maybe not know Rob Arnold so much, but he doesn't even live in Elkin. He used to live in Elkin. But he's been instrumental in getting our website up. So check us out on our website and our Facebook, ElkinValleyTrails.org, and the Facebook. And you can see the work that Randy Tolbert has been doing as our webmaster, and Rob Arnold has been doing as our specialist, web specialist. Okay, so we're getting ready to wrap up now, but just want to thank so many people, Jim Walter, of course, and Gary York, and come to the board meeting when we're going to be honoring Jack Parton and Josh Cheek and Janie Weinbarger, Jane Cheek, and that'll be about it.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Bill Blackwood, with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks. Bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.
100.9 WIFM.